Test. How do you sound?
It's fine. I only hear in one ear.
Well, that's weird. Here, get in there.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Welcome to the Eric Lang Show, everybody. Great episode today. Are you excited, Troy?
I think so. Maybe.
Troy Mullins, you are you most famous for being 90 years old and just striping balls on the range at Riviera?
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, wow, you look so much better. What does that mean?
That's not a compliment.
No.
Troy, you're famous for just hitting the golf ball a long fucking way.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah.
You are on Instagram as Trojan Goddess.
I am.
And everyone thinks you're involved with USC.
They do, even though it says Cornell clearly underneath.
I keep thinking you live by USC. That's funny. I'm like, why do you live all the way by USC? But you have no involvement with there.
No, my dad went there, though.
Yeah.
My dad went to USC. He's a big deal at USC.
And is that sort of why he called you the Trojan Goddess?
He never called me Trojan Goddess.
Oh, where'd you get the name?
Okay, so he was a runner, and he was supposed to go to the 1980 Olympics. Okay. That was the one they boycotted.
Okay.
And then...
Who boycotted it?
We did. We didn't go.
Who's we?
The US.
Oh, I didn't... Really?
Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
That's fucked
didn't
up.
Didn't allow us to go.
You know, I wasn't born then, so I wasn't following that one.
History class. No.
Why didn't we go? Does anyone else know the story? Do you know that, Jeff?
I don't wasn't remember it with, the full story.
Because of Russia?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the reason?
So, dang, like, Jimmy Carter didn't let us go, and so he had the world record in 78, so he was really pissed. And it was like,
your dad did?
Yeah.
Wait, for what?
400 meters.
For the sprint?
Mm-hmm.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's insane.
So,
what's your dad's name?
Billy Mullins.
Nice name.
Yeah.
I wish I had that name. I would trade names right now with him.
So, yeah,
Bill?
So my high
school... He didn't go by Bill?
No.
William?
That's his real name, but he goes by Billy.
Willie Mullins?
Willie, no.
Billy ew. Mullins? Ew. Sorry, I'm not trying to make fun of your dad. He's your dad. Okay, so wait, your dad wanted to go, but he couldn't.
Right. And so he was training for the 84 Olympics, but then I guess he took like a year and went to the NFL to train with the NFL team. But
to play football?
Just to keep in shape.
Right.
And then
what a legend.
84.
Just like, I need to get some reps in.
I know.
I'm going to go fuck with a football team.
But it kind of messed him up because they didn't allow professional athletes at the time to go to the Olympics. But he didn't realize it didn't matter what sport. So because he played for an NFL team.
Even though
just
he didn't
trained,
really play.
Right. He couldn't go to the 84 either.
Oh my God.
And so now he's like a Republican and he's so mad at Jimmy Carter. And
oh no. Wait, did he vote for Trump?
No, he did not. But.
Oh my goodness. This is so interesting.
Yeah.
And so where does he live? Do you live close to each other?
Close enough.
Interesting answer. Was that could be 12-hour flight
like
or
Hancock
10-minute
Park.
Drive.
Like Hancock Park.
Okay, cool. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, all right, what else? So, but where did the name Trojan Goddess come from?
So Trojan came from, because I was a runner.
Okay.
So when I was 8, I was on this like track club team, but I was the youngest person by far. Everybody else was in their teens and I hated it.
Really?
Well, I was just really fast. So they thought, let's put her with like the teenage group.
You're the
rising
star.
And I could keep up, but then they didn't talk to me.
Oh,
like
no
friends on the
why
team.
Why are fucking kids so mean? Why are you? Why?
So that coach, when I went to high school, I started playing volleyball and then I got back into track and they were looking for a track coach. So my mom and I called him up and said, you know, like our high school team needs a track coach. He came there and then he gave everyone nicknames and my nickname was Trojan. And like,
did he have a reason?
Well, I think just because of my dad, Troy and Trojan. He's like, go Trojan. And that was my high school track name.
And where was high school?
Marlboro.
In Vermont?
Park. Oh. No, here.
I don't know.
In Brentwood.
It's an all-girls school.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
No, yeah.
Was the meanness like a racial thing or was it just like totally
no, we were
social?
All the same race.
Amazing.
I think it's, I grew up in Brentwood.
Right.
So, how do I say this? I've always sounded like a valley girl. And
yeah,
I'm like the 8-year-old kid that's as fast as they are. And they're like 13, 14.
Ooh, they didn't like that.
And it just, yeah.
So what was your favorite distance?
I liked the 100.
100?
Yeah.
What could you do 100? So the 100 yards?
Mm-hmm.
100 yard dash.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if Jeff and I can get close to what the actual, your best was. So let's see. I could do the 50 yard dash in, I want to say 4 seconds. Does that sound right?
No.
Okay, 10?
Maybe like a 40?
40 maybe.
Yeah.
40 yard dash. 5 seconds. So I'm going to say you did a 100 yard dash in 11 seconds.
No.
I have no idea. Jeff, you got one?
Jesus.
You want 13 seconds?
15, 20?
No. Okay, that's insulting.
No?
It's somewhere in between. It's okay. 12.
So what we're seeing is there's about a 5-second window where we're going to be insulting. Okay. So what was it? 13?
12, 3.
I said 10. That was like pretty damn 10's close.
10's like Olympian.
Right. Okay. So 12. Did you do a mile? Ever do the mile?
No. Oh my God.
You wouldn't do the mile?
No.
I was really proud because in high school, I had really nothing to claim. I wasn't really good at anything. I was good at like hanging out and getting high.
No grade for that though.
No. Not in school at least. But I did the mile and I was the fastest mile.
Really?
I was like 5:15. And I smoked cigarettes, and I was just very like
5:15.
I was a dick about it. Yeah,
that's really fast.
Totally real. Not
I don't. I can't run the mile even now. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, you could.
No, I swear.
Why not?
I've just never had stamina.
You're just a sprinter.
I'm just a straight sprinter.
But golf doesn't really apply. I mean, how do you apply golf to these other? Because what do you prefer? Right? Do you prefer like long drive or like playing golf?
I prefer playing golf.
Really?
Yeah.
But you just have the Happy Gilmore female version ability of just whacking it.
Yeah. I think my background in other sports like has really helped being able to hit it far. I would not say that I'm a sole like just long driver, because if you go and you watch the competition, the way that they use their body, I can't do it.
You mean like the stability in spine or something like that? Or
no, I mean, they literally just throw their whole body into it. Like the club head like literally wraps around their head.
Right.
The other
right,
way.
Like John Daly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I've like tried to get more of it to see if I can maximize speed, but I think I'm just wasting energy.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, you know, Daly goes past parallel, but some of these people go past like perpendicular. They're like,
oh yeah.
It's like going on the other side of their hips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Colt, can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Can you tilt that screen, the left screen, like at a... the other way. It's because I keep seeing it and I get, like, really distracted. Colt's editing this, like, project that's... Yeah. Is that okay? Can you work like that?
It's better for me.
It's better for you, huh? That's great. It's better for all of us. Yeah, he's, like, editing this footage that we shot the other day of, like, playing golf.
Oh.
And it's, like... I love golf, so I get really distracted by it, you know?
You're like, what is that?
I'm like, oh, my God, they're playing golf. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was there. Thank you. Jeff, any questions for Mrs.
Well, I was wondering, you talked about it a little bit before, the biggest difference between driving a ball in a normal golf game versus in a long drive competition, sort of like how you do that.
Well, in long drive, there's really no accuracy needed. Right, you're just trying to maximize distance. And
you get like 5 pops?
You get 8.
8 pops.
So
you have
nice.
To hit the fairway, which yeah. is how wide?
This last yards? One's like 50 yards, 50 but sometimes yards. There are 40.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're looking at like best for you is 420?
402.
402. I had the numbers mixed up.
It's okay.
That's a lot of yards. You're carrying 360, 70?
Yeah, in Denver, I was carrying the ball really far.
Yeah.
Normally, like, when I play golf, I'm obviously not swinging at 100%. I don't think I've ever swung at 100%. I think I swing
in your
at,
life?
Like, 90.
Can we go do it right now?
I mean, I've tried, and I've whiffed the ball, like, totally.
Really?
It's just too much speed.
Right.
Well,
when you swing at 100%, it's like the timing is off. It's very hard to have that timing.
Well, no, I think that's why I was saying like there is a difference with long drive guys. Like they are maxing out and letting it all on
right.
the ball.
Club head speeds are like 140.
For the guys, yeah. Oh my God.
Where are you at?
Max 120.
That's a lot. That's more than Rory.
It's more than Rory?
Yeah, I think Rory's average is like 116, 117.
Yeah.
You know?
But then again, he's playing golf, right? So he's trying to find the fairway.
Yeah, he's like laying off it. 360.
Yeah.
Jesus. What club do you use?
Right now, I'm using a Ping G400.
Do they give you money?
Not yet.
Fucking A. Let's call them. Jeff, get Ping on the phone. Let's get Troy like a couple
Squeeze
hundred
Squeeze some money out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just treat Ping like the orange for breakfast.
Hashtag sponsored post.
Yeah. I know.
Really? So, but you could probably have any club, right? I mean, like, why do you play that club? It's the longest club, or what is it? Because Ping is like, I thought you would play Epic or TaylorMade.
No, you know, I get distracted by the different colors on TaylorMade clubs. Like, I stopped playing.
I would never think you would have said that.
Really? I get
the
really
distracted. Colors of the club.
Yeah, I get distracted by lines, and like I like it to just be matte black. Like,
really?
No, like
murdered
I don't want
out.
Any. Yeah,
pretty murdered
much.
Out.
Pretty much. So yeah. That white line on the TaylorMade club, I can't do it.
Right. You could probably paint that. No, you know, just not doing it.
No.
It's a thing.
Yeah, and I don't like the sound. I'm really particular about the sound,
too. The
sound
is a big deal in the driver.
Yeah.
I find that very
much
the
case. I like
it
to be really loud, and I want everybody to know.
Really? Oh, you don't like the muted hot melt?
I do not like muted sound.
Have you ever put... So they have this thing, Jeff, where you can... A lot of pros put... Even Michelle does it. They pour in basically hot glue into an opening in the head of the driver or whatever, and it mutes the sound, so it sounds much more like dense.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very pleasing, but you don't like it.
No, I like it to sound whacked.
Right. I had a Nike driver that I found at a thrift store, and goddamn, it was not a well-performing club. Like, it did not, the ball went like, it was going like 250, and I was whacking it every time. But it sounded so good.
Was it muted?
It was just muted. It just sounded like, doof, doof. Yeah. You don't like that? You like when it's like, bang.
Yes.
You like
I want
the
people like three fairways away to know that I'm hitting it far.
Amazing. That's the way of yelling four.
Yeah.
You know they have. Did you ever try the Sasquatch Nike driver?
No.
That sounded like a Campbell's soup can.
You know, to be honest, I've only had like a few drivers.
Really?
Yeah.
A few
for somebody
like
that hits the driver. I went years without hitting a driver.
How many faces have you broken? Driver faces, Jeff, not human faces.
Like actually cracked, like. Like, I saw it crack.
Yeah.
None. But really? I know that they're dead. Like, they have cracks in them.
People be cracking drivers out there.
I know.
I don't have that problem. I don't.
You've never done that?
Never done it. I broke a club once by accident. I hit a bad shot in Palm Springs. It was very early on in my golf career. And I threw my 6-iron at the cart's general direction, thinking that it would just land by the cart. And instead, it just hit the sweet spot of the shaft and snapped in half. And I was like, oh, I'm an asshole. Never did that again. Have you ever broken a club?
No.
Yeah, me neither, intentionally. I mean, I guess I have, but what else?
No.
You love golf. You're on, what's the next competition you have?
Going to do the U.S. Open qualifier, and then the next
Whoa.
Long drive.
My face just lit up.
Yeah?
The U.S. Open qualifier. Where is it?
At La Purisima.
Oh, my goodness. Have you played there?
I have.
It is a wonderful track.
It's my favorite course.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's up there for me.
No, yeah.
It's
I love
very
it.
Very hard.
I don't know if I just find it really peaceful. Like, I go out there with my dog and we just kind of like hang out all day and it's so nice.
Okay, multiple things to talk about. But first, Colt, have you played La Purisima?
Sorry?
Have you played? Noise canceling headphones. Have you played La Purisima?
I have not, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's pretty good. But it's in Livermore, California, right?
Lompoc.
And it's like 3 hours from here, from mm-hmm. LA.
Yeah.
And do you know who does, is it a famous designer? I feel like
I don't remember. I think
it's maybe. Very old.
Yeah.
And it's just set up in the mountains and it's just like its own lonely little like pasture of golf. It's very well maintained.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I went through a period of life where like I was on the road a lot, like for no reason. Like I was just driving places. I don't know why. Like, it, basically, like my life now, except now I have to go somewhere at some time. Then it was just like anywhere, anytime. And La Purisima, I remember I played, and it was like, it was always like I could never afford the real tee times. So I'd always just go up and get super twilight, rolling in at like 5 o'clock, sun's going to set in like 2 hours. And I would try to get 18 in. And a lot of times you could, especially if you brought a glow in the dark ball. But La Purisima was a really special memory for me.
And it's kind of quiet. Like, nobody really goes there.
No.
So it's nice.
So you're going to go up there and you're going to qualify. Is it a 2-day?
No, it's just 36 holes one day.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How many people are going to be there?
Enough.
150.
No, I think it's a small field.
How did
you get
into
that? A lot of
people
are going to industry.
Are you allowed to open qualify if you're a pro?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Will you know anyone there?
No.
I'm sure you will. They'll know you.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
They'll know you.
Oh, God.
What is it like when you go to a golf course? You're pretty famous.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah, you are. You get a lot of articles written about you. You get a lot of, you've done something interesting, right? You did the Scratch video.
Yeah.
Scratch, we're both related to. We're steps children of Scratch TV.
Employees?
Yeah. I wouldn't say employees.
No, not an employee. No. I wish.
I think I'm more of a, rogue, sometimes utilized, whatever. So anyway, you work with Scratch. Was that your first time working with them or you went a couple times?
No, that was the first time.
How was it?
Oh, it was great.
no one made, people listening might not know what it was, what you actually did.
Oh, okay. So I Scratch TV had me play a granny, and my sister played my granddaughter. And so we pranked a bunch of kids thinking that it was like an actual long drive contest where a kid like suggested that their parent go up. And so my sister said, oh, can my granny do it? And so I just went up there and pretended I couldn't hit the ball.
You hit a couple bad ones.
I hit a couple bad ones. And then...
was that hard for you to hit bad ones?
It was.
Because you have such a good swing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I practiced with a friend. She's like, no, you're still on plane. She's like, you have to just...
You need a Charles Barkley. Like, you need full Charles Barkley.
I did. It was really hard. But it was harder like not to laugh because the kids were so annoyed that I was up
there. Oh, really?
Like I could see their faces like they just totally so believed bored. Everything.
Did you ever turn to the kids and say, can someone help me with my swing? Or how did you get better at the swing? What did you? What was the impetus?
Basically, I missed it, and then I just hit it really badly.
You missed the ball completely?
Yeah, I missed it completely, and then like I hit it badly, and I hit another one, and then, and actually, in the real thing, I was playing against a kid.
Okay.
And so I introduced myself to the kid, like my old little granny voice, and
right.
I said, can I do another one? And they're like, sure. So then I had my purse on me, like a little fake purse. And I took off my purse. And then like I like had my little hunched over granny thing. And then I kind of just like stood up and like just got ready to just launch it. And then when I hit it, the kids lost it. The kids didn't know what happened.
Because, I mean, you launched it over the fence easily.
Well, no. So I had to build up, right? So they wanted me to, like, build up. So the first one, I just, like, hit it to the fence. And so...
And you hit it square and clean.
Yeah, but even then, they were, like, didn't understand. How could I, like, go from, like, old hunched little old lady
right.
to, like, hitting it solid? And then I told you about that loud sound, too, right? And so then on the next one, I hit it. What was great about it is another professional golfer was doing the clinic.
Okay.
So they could see like a man hitting it to the fence. So when I hit it to the fence, one is a woman and two is an old lady. They just went crazy.
Amazing. Because the fence at Riv is like, what, carry 270?
Yeah.
Right. And to clear, you got to be carrying 320 or something.
Yeah.
Right?
So like I hit the top of it, but I had like a bodysuit too, which made it like even more difficult. Yeah.
Watched Justin Rose barely hit the top of the fence.
Yeah. And so the kids went crazy. Like one kid, I wish they had on camera. Like he jumped up and was like holding his head, like not understanding. Like I blew his mind.
Amazing. That is so cool.
Yeah.
What a great thing.
So I'm glad they like had me do it.
Right.
Because it was really funny and fun.
It's so good. I wish I was there. I wish I had been there. Because I would have also been like, what?
Yeah, so
Troy looks so old.
No one knew it was me.
Really? No one?
Yeah. So I like after they put the makeup on me, I left the dressing room to just walk around.
Yeah.
And nobody even looked at me. Like I was invisible. So then I walked back into the dressing room and I passed my mom.
No way.
And she didn't even look up. And then she's like, oh, Troy. And I'm like, really? You just saw me get dressed. Like, how did you forget?
Amazing.
So yeah.
I think this is actually really cool because when we talk about like making stuff, you know, like I get it a lot where you'll have an idea and you'll be like, oh, this is such a good idea. I want to do, you know, a show with an old guy in a, you know, a cardigan sweater that comes into a house and talks to kids and has like little puppets that help him out. Obviously, that's Mr. Rogers, but...
I know. I was like, wait, it's not an original idea.
But see, that's the thing is you shake your head and say, that's not an original idea. But... I mean, there's a lot of ideas that aren't original that are still good.
Right.
You know, and like, I mean, this obviously, you know, came from Uncle Drew.
Right.
Which is this amazing...
But you know where Uncle Drew came from.
Uncle Drew came from somewhere? No, don't fuck with me. Do not fuck with me right now.
Yeah, you haven't seen it? Old Man of Muscle Beach came first.
All right. What cult's on it? I got to see what the fuck that is.
It's so good. Same crew that did mine did this one.
You know what's funny? So the guy that came up with the idea for the Uncle Drew campaign, he and I had a meeting because he's actually, I know him in between people. And he failed to mention that.
Oh.
He failed to mention that they stole that idea from somewhere else.
Wait till you see it.
Old Man of Muscle Beach. So there you go. This is in its fourth iteration now.
Right.
Right. Because there was another one in between, I think. Didn't someone else do the...
They did a soccer one. And then Jamie Sadlowski and Cleveland. They were like, oh, yeah, let's make money off of this and make a commercial.
So we're watching this right now on YouTube. It's this old man has got a cardigan and he's fucking pumping iron on Muscle Beach and dropping the barbells.
Like, it's so good.
This was the first one. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure this came before
He's
Uncle
like,
Drew.
Literally, he's got a beard. He looks kind of like Jack Lemmon, and just the other muscle heads are like, all right, all right.
Yeah, so but good. He like talks crap to them. You got to hear it.
Old man of Muscle Beach. And the young kid can barely do it. Oh, he's taking it above his head.
He does it like one-handed. It gets ridiculous.
Oh. This is so funny, dude. I mean, literally, he's over his head. He's bringing what, 300 pounds?
Yeah, look, like he can't even do it. And it's, oh, it's so good.
Oh my God. Just drops the fucking barbell. Yeah, okay, so Old Man of Muscle Beach. So that's really, oh, and you just did a backflip.
Yeah. Yeah, Scratch TV was like, can you do a backflip? I'm like, no. Not like that.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, so Scratch was aware of the original.
Yeah, because it was the same crew that did Granny Long Drive Prank did this one.
Oh, so they just really? Like outsourced it to them in a way.
Yeah, they brought it. They brought them in to like.
Oh, that's smart.
Do the makeup I didn't know and
that.
Everything.
I didn't know that. I was in Vietnam at the time, sailing upriver, trying to kill Marlon Brando.
Colonel Kurtz.
Kurtz. Captain Kurtz.
Captain Kurtz.
Who's the name? Was Captain Kurtz is Marlon Brando's name?
Yeah.
And what's the name of Martin Sheen's character?
Good question.
We're on it. Have you seen Apocalypse Now? Whoa, mind blown. Mind blown. Mind blown.
Have you ever read Heart of Darkness?
Yes.
No, I don't read books. How have you read it?
In high school. I read a lot.
Yeah? What do you like to read?
Actually, right now, I really love self-help books.
Yeah,
me
too.
I probably have every self-help book them. Possible.
Have you read any golf self-help books?
Yeah.
Do you want a cookie?
Sure. They're really selling this.
They're gluten-free.
These better be really good.
Today, they're all different sizes.
They're different every day.
They're are really they?
Honest. Yeah. A little bit different.
What happened to this little one?
I'm working on the recipe. No name for Marlon Brando character?
Yeah. Wait, who, Brando or Sheen?
Brando. Or no, Sheen. Captain Sheen. Kurtz is Brando,
Captain
right?
Captain Benjamin Willard.
Willard. Captain Willard is Martin Sheen's name. So I feel like Captain Willard in life.
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like I fight for a team, but no one else is quite aware of my agenda. And they're not really interested in helping me, and I definitely can't tell them anything about my mission. Yeah, someone's chewing loud. Jeff, is that you?
Oh, that's me.
Troy, we get a lot of shit for eating loudly.
It's not me.
That said, I've definitely sold like probably by the highway 3 boxes of cookies. I got a message the other day that said I was listening to the podcast and I had to immediately pull over and get a cup of coffee and some cookies.
Really?
And I was like, making the world great again. So I just think it's interesting how we have ideas and then someone's eating loud. Is it me?
Yes,
Jeff,
it's you.
Is it you?
It's not me.
I think it's you.
Jeff, I'm from now on it's you.
I just heard you swallow. So. Like I took a pause eating. I'm like, what's that swallowing?
I'm sorry. I mean, I think people love the cookies. Like if we had to vote, I feel like it'd be 51-49 pro cookie.
Wait, what was the number?
51-49.
Oh, okay.
You don't think? Do you vote for have you heard the cookies being eaten? Does it bother you?
I don't like chewing sounds.
There you go. No one does. And Jeff's chewing right now. I'm not chewing. For the record, Jeff, you just need to turn your mic off until you have something to say.
Yeah, I'll lower. There we go.
All right, Jeff's out. Jeff, go ahead. Chew right by the mic. Let me just check. It's off.
Okay, good.
All right, he took a big ass bite. <I know. laughs> So you know, you had these ideas, and then you're like, oh, it's not original.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, I don't know. Do you like, what else do you do outside of golf? Does that ever come up for you? Because it comes up for me a lot.
I feel like I came up with the idea for Tinder.
Really?
No, for real. Like I have so many ideas and then I always say that I'm like the creative one, but I'm not the initiator or like the director of it. So I can come up with the idea and then have somebody else like produce it.
That's great.
But like when I was a kid, I was like, Mom, they should have a show for, you know, people that have addictions and problems and like.
Mr. Rogers?
The Cosby Show.
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
Boom. Big news.
Yeah, and then they came up bye with bye. That show. I don't remember what show it was, but they had like all the addiction people in a house, and they all had the therapist. What was that?
Real World? Celebrity Rehab.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or there was one before
or the one
that.
On A&E too.
A&E. Yeah. Yeah. Or like so. Then years ago, before Tinder, I said they need an app where it wasn't about dating though. It was more about like. Finding people with like interests or people in your area and like you can meet up with them and you can find them and have your little profile or whatever.
Right.
And then like a couple years later, Tinder came out. And then I also did the thing for Talkspace. I was like, what about like talking to a therapist?
I used Talkspace for a while.
Do you?
Yeah, I did. I don't anymore. Talkspace, if you don't know, is like, it's obviously not a sponsor of the podcast because we would have been talking about it.
I wouldn't mind if it was.
Jeff gets a commission on all the sponsors.
I come up with a lot of ideas.
People don't know what Talkspace is. We got to tell them what it is.
Oh, so Talkspace is you... I don't know what it actually is. I saw a commercial for
it. But you came up with the idea and you don't know what it is.
Well,
this is
my idea was you have like a therapist that you can text or call, and it's not as expensive as going into the office or having to wait for an appointment.
That's exactly what it is.
Came up with Venmo too, and then Venmo came out.
Jesus. Why don't we just pause the podcast and let's have a little bit of an incubation period. I'll pay you for your ideas, $50 each.
I just need a crew to just do it.
We are the crew. Jeff, me, and Colt.
We need like a group of like Silicon Valley, like on an HBO show.
Yeah.
Like get them all in this house. All
right. Hey, Colt, go hold the casting for smart looking people. We're going to
like,
we'll
I even brought the idea. My grandmother's a businesswoman. I brought her the idea for Venmo, and she's like, well, why would you want to borrow money from friends? And like, what is like, why would you want to pass money between like people you...
It's brilliant.
It is.
I actually have a very... I have to pay people internationally, it's very annoying because I'm used to just doing Venmo. Or, you know, we have a payroll system for the business and that's very easy too. But like Venmo is very easy. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, pay me back for whatever, you know?
Okay.
Okay. So you got a lot of great ideas. A lot of bright ideas. I don't have that many. My ideas are really like bad jokes kind of.
I mean, you created Adventures in Golf, right? So that's an idea.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't think of it that way. But it's not a great idea. I mean, again, that's been done. Like, you could easily walk into Adventures in Golf and be like, Anthony Bourdain with a golf club. But actually, that's how you pitch meetings in Hollywood. That's what you do. You walk in and you're like, Troy Mullins with weights.
With weights?
That doesn't make sense. Wait. No, it's a muscle man. What is it?
Oh, Grandpa on Muscle Beach. I don't remember.
Grandpa on Muscle Beach. Old man, whatever. And then with golf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what else? What's the next idea?
I can't share it.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to do anything with it in somebody else's.
I'll turn your mic off. Watch me just unplug your headphones.
No. You can still hear it over there.
You want to tell me every other letter and I can guess?
No.
How do you want to do this? How about I just start guessing? I'll guess what your next idea is. I know. I got it. Ready? I'm reading your mind. The next idea is an online supermarket. Nope. Okay. Ready? Actually, I do have a great idea. It's copywritten, so don't mess with me.
Okay.
What is annoying when you're in a parking garage? Leaving. It's annoying to leave the parking garage, right? So you would think that they would have an automated way to just scan your license plate the way they do with every toll booth in California and just have you pay via your credit card. Don't tell me it exists, Jeff. Jeff's getting ready to say some shit and like ruin my
life.
I'll
tell you after.
No, tell me. What is it?
At Century City Mall, that's what they have now.
No.
So you pay for the spot beforehand, or if you've been there like 45 minutes or less, and you know, you don't have to pay for parking. It senses, you know, there's a scanner for the license plate, opens up, you're good.
Huh.
Yep. Sorry.
Podcast over. I'm going to go there right now. I'm going to go there
crazy.
Right now. That's crazy. I came up with that idea like...
a minute ago.
So many days ago.
Contact Westfield.
That's sad.
I think they breached your copyright.
Yeah. Well, you got to wonder. I mean, there's so many people on the planet. There must be people coming up with the same idea at the same time.
Right.
Does that mean that... What does that mean?
You just got to get... If it pops in your head, you got to do something about it.
Yeah. What do you do? Do something.
I don't know. Call your team, but I don't have one. So I don't know. I haven't done anything yet.
You don't have like a go-to caddy or anything like that that can come up with all your tech ideas?
Wait,
that
what?
That can deliver on all your tech plans?
No.
Are you okay? Are you coming down off the cookie? Mm-hmm. You seem a little low energy. You just kind of look like you're about to go to sleep. You're like, no. And you just sort of close your eyes. Do you want a pillow?
No.
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 No. What else?
Have you played each other in a round of golf before?
No.
We never played golf together, actually. We've known each other for years, right? When did we meet?
Last year at the Nike event.
Holy shit. You're good. That was at Angeles National.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really fun, actually. So Nike put together this like kind of maybe 15, 20, 30 people of like kind of, I guess, not your typical golfers, right? Like it was a bunch of fun.
Wait, I was there.
Well, yeah, I know.
Not your typical golfer.
You're not a typical golfer.
No? Oh. Okay.
You're an exceptional golfer and you have like, you know, incredible athletic ability. And I think you also get down with the idea of disrupting. What is that noise?
Me.
Is that a lawnmower?
Yeah, it's something.
Oh, yeah, it's coming from outside.
Okay, I guess we're just going to have to live with it. It's not a real studio here. This is just a, what is this, an office?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cool, moving on. But like it was a group of people that were like interested in kind of, making golf more accessible. How would you say it? What did we all have in common?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like the guy in my group, Dr. Nahy, is a dentist.
Fascinating.
So it's true.
A dentist for like...
golf enthusiasts.
Who else was in your group?
Victoria, who put it on. She works for Nike, her husband.
Victoria's super cool.
She is.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, I guess you could zoom out and be like it was golf influencers. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I was not an influencer. I was just me. The only thing I influenced was my own decisions. What is influence anyway? I was thinking the other day, I was like driving to the car. I was like, what does it mean to influence something?
Oh, don't ask me. I don't know.
Yeah. Cool. Moving on.
I don't know who I influence.
Right. But yeah, so we met there and then that was fun. There was like a whole, remember there was like the whole thing with the
warm up,
the food.
What food?
The food was all fucked up.
Why?
They had, this was back before Nike stopped making clubs. So they were making clubs, and I remember we went upstairs, and they had like Angeles National is a relatively nice golf course in Angeles Sunland. National Forest, Sunland. Mm-hmm. And we went upstairs to go eat, and I was like, "Is there gonna be food?" And they're like, "Yeah, go upstairs." And I went upstairs, and they had this like huge rad buffet with like 50 items, and I was like, "Oh yeah!" And I started piling up my plate, and then the waiter came over, and he was like, "Sorry, who are you here with?" And I was like, "I'm here with Nike," you know. I was like, really, like, put my chest out there, you know. And then he was like, yeah, the Nike breakfast is in the other room. And I went and I was like, there's one muffin and like half a cantaloupe here.
Yeah.
And I was like, so then I just went back and I was like, I'm eating this food. Charge me whatever you want. And I remember then everyone in the entire group was like eating the other food because they saw me with it.
Right.
And they didn't realize that I had said, I'm going to pay for it. It was like $30.
See, yeah, that's what you would call a bad influence.
Yeah. There you go. It's very possible that I've influenced people negatively more than positively, but you know, it all works out in the end, I think, for hopefully most of you, most of us. But anyway, yeah. So then everyone started and there was a whole debacle. Everyone was, and then Victoria felt bad because she put the event on.
Yeah. Well, she told me not to eat the other food.
I didn't get that.
Oh, so I was like, what was the debacle? She said, it's out here.
She may have told me that, but I also was just like, eh, I'm gonna eat the other food. I don't know. You know, for me, it's one of my things I live by is ask for forgiveness.
Oh, so just do
not
anyway.
For permission.
Interesting.
Which kind of has a very sinister connotation now that I feel like we're talking about it. But anyway, I feel like I've hit a lot of dead ends today. What do you want to talk about, Troy?
I don't know.
Ask Jeff a question.
What do you know about me that we
now
can talk
about? Now they're making eye contact for the first time. Go ahead.
What is sort of the whole strategy in a long drive competition?
Hit it as far as you can. Moving on.
No, but there is strategy.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, go ahead.
No, to be honest, like...
What's going on?
I broke the mic. This poor arm is getting stretched. Oh. All right, go ahead.
No, I've had a hurt arm recently. So when I went to this last long drive, I just knew...
Is that the technical term?
Hurt arm, yes.
What happened to your arm? It hurt. Amazing. Cool.
No, I've okay, so it's like a nerve. It's like a nerve thing, but it's also tendonitis in the shoulder. And so the doctor was like, "Yeah, you probably shouldn't go to this event." And I'm like, "Well, I'm signed up and I'm going to go win it." Like whatever. Yeah. So, I went there.
You were like, "You probably shouldn't tell me what to do."
I know. But no, there's definitely a strategy because there's points involved. And so this time they split the women into two groups, flight A and flight B. Didn't like not any reason, just random. And you have to get a certain amount of points to make it to the match play.
Okay.
And then to get through match play, you just have to beat whoever you're against to get into the final four.
From watching some of it on the Golf Channel, it's like a football field.
Yeah. Well, that one, Mesquite, is like specifically designed for long drive.
Ah.
Yeah. So the other ones are at golf courses or driving ranges, and it's totally different. Like there's hills sometimes in the fairway. So you have to hit it in certain spots to land it. like at Mesquite, different spots are hot. So if you hit like the middle or you hit like the left side, it'll definitely run out.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And then the wind is a factor because the day before it was downwind. The day we played, of course, the women, it was dead into. So it was so hard. So you have to flight everything lower and get it to run.
Fighting against the wind every shot.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I knew I was hurt and I knew I didn't have like 100% on this last Mesquite event. And so I was just like, just get enough points to get into the match play. So I kind of conserved my arm and I wasn't even hit anything like over 300. I was just making sure that in each round I beat whoever it was.
Right.
And so I had enough points to get me to the match play. So unfortunately, because of the points, I went against the first seed, which was Phyllis Mehdi, and she bombs it. She has, I think, of all the women, she's the tallest and definitely has really, like, really fast clubhead speed.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, so I had kind of saved some energy. So when we went against each other, you go at the same time. So you're hitting 8 balls in 3 minutes at the same time on the, like, this is the part you don't see on TV. So we're hitting next to each other and you just got to like keep going, right? Back to back. But she's behind me, so I can't see her. All I can see is the screen of like our yardages. And so she's hitting OB, OB. And again, it's into the wind and I hit one like 270. And so then I think it like made her nervous that I had one in the fairway and she was hitting it out. And so then she got one out there and then I like let one just rip. And so I hit it like 317 and then she was out. Wow. Yeah.
Nice.
So then we have exciting. To come back for the final four. And then, I don't know. I changed clubs recently, so it wasn't like the club I was used to. But I hit it 318 and I thought I had her. Like, I thought I had the girl. I was like, oh, yeah, I don't even need to hit another one. Like, it was so dumb. Like, I still wasn't even swinging as hard as I could because I was scared of what would happen to my arm because I could feel it. Like, I had KT tape the whole day and I took it off and it was just kind of aching. But I thought, okay, that's enough to get in the finals and then I'll really rip it again, right?
Right.
But then the girl, she hit this like roped hook, almost OB shot and it rolled like 40 yards. I was like, no. And everybody watched it. It was like going out and it was like a foot from being out and she beat me.
Oh.
I was like, are you kidding? Like if this was real golf, she would have been gone. Like go home.
Gone. So, but you hit a draw, right? Everybody hits a draw.
Yeah. I mean, I can hit... When I play golf, I don't necessarily hit a draw.
You play fade also?
Mm-hmm.
And off the tee, are you looking for, like, what's a good drive for you while you're actually playing golf?
Oh, God. Like, 290 would be good.
290 is good?
Yeah.
That's deep. That's a lot.
Is it?
That's a lot of golf. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at 290, like, probably solid, very, very, very good drive for me. I mean, I've hit it further, and I hate to do that, but, like, once I try to hit it, it goes out.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, the other day I was playing at Montebello. I go there a lot. And I was just kind of, like, swinging pretty easy. And then we got up to the ball. It was, like, 330. It was gone.
Jeez.
Yeah. Swing but then easy. It gets you into trouble. So if you hit it too far, it just, like, keeps going.
Yeah, and you're like, where there's no golf there. Like, the hole is back there.
Yeah. So it can get you into trouble.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you hit 3-wood a lot?
I hit 3-iron a lot. Like, I played Industry Hills. I played with a friend who's trying to qualify there. And we played pretty much from the blue tees. And I hit 3-iron the whole day.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
3-iron.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different game for you. You're playing, like, checkers. We're all over here playing chess.
Yeah, because I have, like, 3-iron, like, 240, so.
Jeez. Are you playing in Melbourne's event, June 3rd?
I am going to be at a long drive event in Atlantic City.
Make that money. AC, is that prior to the Pro-Am? Or prior to the LPGA event there?
The ShopRite, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I met the guy that started that. It sounded fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been to Atlantic City once. I made some money playing black crapjack. What? Craps. Have you played craps? You like to gamble?
Mm-mm.
You know?
No, I'm very boring.
Are you?
Yeah.
How are you boring? You read self-help books. Yeah. You dress up like a grandma.
I do.
Thanks for joining us, Troy. Jeff's going to shout you out.
How can everybody follow you on social media?
At Trojan Goddess on Instagram and Troyger on Twitter.
Can you spell that?
Which one?
Troyger.
T-R-O-Y-G-E-R. This is when I thought I would be like the female tiger, so I went with Troiger.
I like it. Tigress.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, keep the ball in the fairway, but if you want to have more fun, don't. And that's my attempt at an ending. God damn it, I can't end these podcasts.